We have Robert Kress with us. Hello, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin, and this is the UFO Files. And Robert Kress has been with us before here in Roswell. You live here, don't you, Robert?
Yeah, I live here.
And were you born in here, or you?
No, I was born in Pittsburgh. I moved out to Silicon Valley because I studied electronics, and then my rent got too high, so I moved. And since my book's about UFOs, I moved over here.
Let's talk about the how people can get all. We have a link to your website on our website, but tell our radio listeners how they can get in touch with you and get a hold of this book.
Okay, where you type in the web address, if you type in God, Alien, Man, Relationship, I come up and look for matching sites. I come up first on the list.
Okay, and they can order it that way, your book, or download it.
Well, they can
it.
Click my yeah. books on my website.
Yeah, right,
it's
just
free.
Download it, right. Now
you don't have to download it. You can just read it on my website.
Okay, just take your time and read it. Huh? Let me talk about Adam and Eve here, because I don't know anyone that knows more Bible verses than you. You can quote them.
And you're
over
from
and
Oklahoma.
Yeah, right. Over and over and over. You say Adam and Eve is scientifically. Proof that what are we actually getting to here? And we've talked about it several times, but I'm just trying to bring the audience up to it. Speed on
okay.
What we're talking about.
The Adam and Eve proof, the Adam and Eve story in the Bible, is proof that we were genetically engineered.
And you say genetically engineered, you're talking about by somebody from somewhere else.
Someone taking genes and put it into an already existing species?
Extraterrestrial, probably.
And on my website, if you click on what's in actually section one, they've analyzed the mitochondria DNA from women, and they come out like 108,000, we were made 188,000 years ago. They studied the Y chromosome, the mutations in both, and they found out that we were created 60,000 years ago. And the third file on my website, the one that says Reuters, is evidence from a scientist why the dates don't match. So we were created a relatively short time. The Earth is real long. The dinosaurs were created a real long time ago. We were created relatively recently.
So the human species is probably how old?
Well, probably around 100,000 years, I'd say, somewhere in between there.
And you have Bible verses that and actually scientific data as well. Why don't we talk about the last time I had you on? We talked about the rib.
Yeah.
And why it was the rib and not just creating a woman out of another pile of dirt or whatever.
Yeah. Well, okay. To mate, you have to get the genes on the same location on the chromosome. That's why they made the man first, because he's got all the chromosome types. Then they can take some genetic material from the man, make Eve. Now all the genes will match up.
So in other words, it's really DNA science at its best, as well. Only it's stated in the Bible by non-scientific people. Is that what we're saying?
Well, I think God dictated the entire book of Genesis to Moses. And like Moses didn't know about science, and like the Adam and Eve stories talks about science. If humans made up the Bible, there's like 18 ways they could have said the Adam and Eve story. And since if they didn't know about DNA, only one is right.
The interesting thing I've always thought about the Adam and Eve story is there were other children. I mean, they made it other with other people. I mean, the descendants of Adam and Eve.
Well,
what's that about? You say you had some answers about that.
Okay, the Adam and Eve story is a three-step improvement over the way we do genetic engineering now. First step is to get the gene on the same location on the chromosome. Second step is to remove the hereditary disease-causing genes and replace them. Third step is to make Adam complete from the start. Since the hereditary disease-causing genes or the bad genes would have been removed and replaced, they would have had good copies of all the genes on chromosome 1 through chromosome 22. Therefore, there wouldn't be any problem with the brothers and sisters of Adam and Eve mating together because there's no mutations on their chromosome 1 through 22. If you have like relatives today mating, they both might have the same hereditary disease causing gene and same gene. If they mate, they'd have like a 25% chance of one of their children having two copies of the bad gene, and then they would have the hereditary disease.
Well, I'm trying to get with you, Robert, exactly what you believe. I mean, you stay up with every religious area, so I mean, you watch every TV evangelist known to mankind, I think.
I got 7 religious channels now.
Yeah. So do you consider yourself, are you trying to find the right answer, or are you trying to fit it into science, or what's exact purpose?
Well, actually, I was brainwashed like everybody else when I first started typing words into Bibles. I started finding stuff that didn't fit, like what the general theory is about, you know, the Bible, right? And like on my way, when I called the when I found out about the Adam and Eve story, I called the Association for the Advancement of Science. I asked them what I should do. They said to prove it like a lawyer would prove it in court, using science evidence and Bible evidence. And like, that's what my website's about. That's why so many my web pages don't have like my sentences on them, is because it's the evidence that's on the verses that are evidence, or the science that's the evidence.
So what is your evidence that Adam and Eve were created by, what are we saying, it's a Godhead figure, or is it extraterrestrials, or what are we saying?
Well,
exactly,
Genesis 1:26, it says, let us make God, man in our image, after our likeness. And verse 27, it says same thing. It says image first, it says likeness second, and they remove the word likeness and they replace it with male and female made he them. So like, God's likeness is male and female and them. And there's, if you look at section 2 through section 5, this is evidence that I would use debating somebody about what God is, how to obey commandment 1.
And maybe give us a little thumbnail about that. What do you think God is?
God's like us. He's a species of male and female people, multiple, a lot of them, right? Jesus is the only one of them born on earth, the only begotten of the Father. And like, his mission was to give us like a third part of the puzzle so we'd know how to figure the Bible out.
Well, we're going to get back here and talk to Robert here in a minute about the spaceships of Ezekiel and other Bible verses. There's lots of evidence the Bible's writing about things that might be UFOs, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's definite. God comes down in a beam of light in Numbers 12:5. So, like, there's, God wouldn't lie. He says he doesn't lie. He ain't going to lie that he's got a physical body, right?
Mm-hmm.
He ain't going to lie and come down in a beam of light when he's a big energy ghost of made universe. You know?
UFO Files from Roswell, New Mexico. Robert Kress is here. And like I say, Robert knows just, but you know other things besides the Bible. You know the Quran and other things as well.
Oh, yeah. Last year I took out some time and studied 31 chapters in the Quran. And like, the science knowledge of Muhammad, when he says God's talking,
mm-hmm.
it's 900 AD science. Whereas the Adam and Eve story was given to Moses like 3,500 years ago, and it's way above what Moses knew, and it's way above what we know now. So like, Moses knows terms from our Bible. Muhammad knows terms from our Bible. He studied our scriptures, and like, each one of his chapters are like sermons, because he talks about Moses in so many of the chapters and says the same thing.
Interestingly enough, we were talking, I believe, here before we came on the air, might have been on the phone, maybe we talked about it twice, the fact that, you know, I've had countless guests, Robert, on the show talking about UFOs losing power all of a sudden. I mean, the jets that come close to them, they lose power.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever. Well, you say that's even in the Bible.
Well, cars lose their power too, like when people are abducted. If you look in Ezekiel chapter 39, verse 4 and verse 5, when the armies attack Israel at the second coming, it says that they shall fall upon the open mountains of Israel, and then the wild beast and the birds are going to eat their flesh. And it also says that the children of Israel are going to wait 7 months before they go pick up their bones. So there could be some biological consequences involved why they wouldn't want to touch their bodies at that point.
So, and you're not sure what that means exactly?
Well, I'm pretty sure what it means if you look on page 125 on the Armageddon file, right?
Mm-hmm. What about Armageddon? Is that going to happen? Or did it happen?
There's two ways the second coming could happen, okay. Right? One way, people continue to worship idols, don't know what God is. That's like the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims. They attack Israel. If Israel doesn't know who God is at that time, Israel will be destroyed, right?
So Armageddon could be just related or relegated to Israel, not the world.
Well, the focus is on Israel.
Yes.
But path one, if Israel figures out who God is, then God's going to fight against our enemies when they're attacked.
And we have, does this have any connection with the ETs? I guess it would.
Well, they've given examples, like when airplanes get close, like Robert Dean said on his interview that you did.
Yes.
That the government said that they could shoot the UFOs down. And within 30 days, they lost so many of our crewmen that the order was rescinded. So here's evidence how they could fight against our airplanes and our tanks. When in Zechariah chapter 14, verse 2, all the nations will come against Jerusalem to battle. Verse 3, then the Lord shall go forth and fight against those nations. How's God fight against our tanks and our airplanes? These are examples. They're giving us evidence.
You are almost like a man on a mission, and I'd like to know what the mission is.
I want to make the earth survive. If path two happens, the earth's destroyed. Path one happens, the earth survives. I'm trying to make path one happen.
So you feel like we're on the wrong path at this point?
Well, there's verses in the Bible that God says that after Moses dies and after Joshua dies, that we're going to be worshiping idols all the way from that time, all the way up to right before the second coming. And that's Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27 to 30, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 15 to 17. If you click on the first file on section 1 on my website, is we figure out what God is right before the end, right before the second coming. There's five verses on there, all said by God. It says there's hidden material in the Bible, and we're going to figure it out right before the second coming.
And do you think we're close to figuring it out yet?
Well, we're coming along. Yeah. Okay. Even the preachers are coming along, you know.
Yeah, we talked about that, and this is not a show about theology, but you're right. Many preachers, or many ministers at least, preach about Paul and also Moses, and they don't quote Jesus or God as much.
Well, there's a reason for that.
What's that?
Okay, God withheld the definition of what the word spirit means. Jesus gave it in John chapter 6, verse 63. Spirit means sentences. If you plug it into Old Testament verses that God's talking and he uses the word spirit, they all finally make sense. And preachers use material in the Bible that makes sense.
That they can understand,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The UFO Files, Robert Kress here. You actually had a UFO sighting, huh?
Yeah, I was driving to work one time, and it's like out in the country where there's pine trees and there's like hardly any houses or anything. And my radio detuned. I thought I bumped it with my knee.
Mm-hmm.
And I reached down to adjust my radio, and how you look up to make sure you're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
There's a UFO going perpendicular to my direction of travel, about 10 miles an hour. Immediately, I do a U-turn, like, you know, to escape. I don't remember what happened right in the middle of my U-turn until I'm standing outside of my car. and I see like a star-like UFO, and then it leaves.
So you had the classic experience of seeing it and seeing it leave, but nothing, you don't remember the middle.
Missing time, yeah.
Do you have any marks or anything?
Well, I almost died one time in 95.
Mm-hmm.
And right here on my leg.
Yeah.
So I saw a circle, right? I took my magnifying glass and looked at it, and like there's ridges all the way down. There's ridges all the way down around the circle, and like the bottom of it had a different texture and a different color. It was like new skin in the bottom of it. It was healed already the first time I saw it.
Let me ask this much. Were you into researching the Bible and other religious documents before this sighting?
No, I had the UFO sighting back in 77. I didn't start studying the Bible until like 86, and then 88's when it dawned on me that the Adam and Eve story was talking about DNA.
So, I mean, there may be a connection there if you had actually been abducted.
Well, one time I was abducted, and my car is like on this side of the river in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up, you know how you have missing time?
Yeah.
I wake up, I'm walking on this side of the road in Pittsburgh, right? And like I was talking, and I think, you know, the Adam and Eve story could be talking about DNA, and then I shut up, right? So something was going on before that.
Mm-hmm.
And like that's like, you know, like when you're drugged and you're kind of during an operation, and when you're waking up, how you're kind of foggy. When I was saying that, I was foggy when I was waking up.
I mean, I'm not drawing any conclusions or trying to put any ideas in your mind, but perhaps this quest for knowledge about religion came from that experience.
Well,
have you thought about that?
They could have picked someone like me, because I read Scientific American from like 1974 to 1994. I liked science when I was in high school. I studied electronics. So, like, I knew about science, you know, that could be why.
So what's next in your life? What's happening? You continued your website and all.
Oh, I'm trying to get the preachers to catch on how to obey Commandment 1.
do their eyes glaze over when you start talking to them about this, or why?
Well, I've been emailing them,
uh-huh.
And, like, Richard Roberts.
Yes.
I've been sending him emails, you know.
A fellow Oklahoma boy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Done by you.
Yeah. Right. So, did he ever respond to you?
No, but I see smiles, you know.
Do you?
When I send people my discs or email them, and when I see smiles, I think, you know, they got it, you know.
Yeah, so you're looking for little signs that they did it. You've sent out quite a few of these discs to people over the years.
I mailed it to 800 people, and I handed it to like 2,000 people in Sacramento.
So what was happening in Sacramento? Was some kind of meeting or something, or what?
No, I just, like, as a method of evangelism, just, you know, because there's so much material on it.
Well, why? You get the First Church of Robert Caress or something? What's the deal here?
Hey, I learned what I know by typing words into the Bible.
Oh, okay.
And there are free Bibles on my website.
Yeah, we talked about that, and it's people, why don't you tell people briefly, we're almost out of time, but why don't you tell people about your website, what all it's designed to do?
Okay, it's divided up into sections. The title of each section is what each section's about. Section 11, there's extensive details about the Second Coming. Section 2 through Section 5 is about what is God. Section 6 about what angels are. There are Jesus and 9 humans are resurrected in the Bible. Every single one had their physical body after they're resurrected. Jesus ate food after he's resurrected. He told to feed some of the humans that were resurrected, and some of the humans that were resurrected ate food. Angels, Jesus says, angels are resurrected individuals. And in Genesis chapter 18 and Genesis chapter 19, 2 angels ate food twice in the Bible.
Robert Kress, we invite everybody to check out your website. We have a link to it on our website at jerrypippin.com. You'll find a picture of Robert, and just click on there and enjoy. Thanks very much for coming by. We always look forward to visiting with you when we come to Roswell.
Well, thank you for interviewing me.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much. Hey, we're out of time. I don't know where it goes. I'd like to thank Roberta Scott, our producer here at Roswell. I'm Jerry Pippin.